Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's new hope that children under 5 may be able to get vaccinated against the coronavirus soon. Today, Moderna asked the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization of a low-dose version of its COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA is expected to consider the request in June once all the data have been submitted. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Chang, a pediatric infectious disease expert at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston. Dr. Chang, a lot of parents are cheering at this news, but they're wondering why it has taken so long to get this vaccine for young kids.
Yes, I know it's a common question that we are getting. And I think the key to remember is anytime a new medication, whether it's a vaccine or any other medication, comes to market, we really want to ensure that it's safe and that the benefits outweigh the risks. And this is especially important in pediatric patients because, one, they're not little adults, and two, you know, they don't really have the autonomy to make their own medical decisions. So we definitely want to be sure that the benefit outweighs the risk. And so we want to be careful and very methodical about collecting data and making sure that, you know, we are ensuring the benefit and safety of this vaccination before we, recommend it and that the FDA authorizes it for this age group.
So speaking of benefits, how effective is this Moderna two-dose shot for kids under 5 compared to the adult version?
Right. So it's important to remember that with the Omicron wave, kids were infected at higher rates than with other variants and were hospitalized at much higher rates than other variants. And we also know that in adults, the Omicron variants seem to escape protection from both previous infection and from vaccination. So in adults, it was about 30 to 50% effective in preventing any infection. And so in this age group, the 6 months to 5 years, Moderna is reporting about 50% effectiveness in the 6 months to 2 year age group and about 38% to 40% in the 2 to 6 year age group. And I just want to emphasize what this number means is that for those age groups, you're still getting a 40 to 50% reduction in the risk of infection, confirmed infection, compared to an unvaccinated child.
So the three-dose shot for kids under 5 that was developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved ineffective. It's still now under development and review. Could that end up happening with the Moderna shots as well?
So that's a great question. The Pfizer and Moderna shots are both mRNA vaccines, but they chose slightly different dosing regimens. And so for the Pfizer-BioNTech pediatric vaccine, for the age group under 5, they're actually using 1/10 of the adult dose, a 3-microgram dose compared to 30. And this was during the Omicron wave where they were trying to collect data. Now, the Moderna vaccine, again, it is an mRNA vaccine, but they have a 25 microgram dose for this pediatric age group, which is a quarter. So it's not quite as small as the Pfizer dose. You know, it's not clear that the dosing is what's making the data appear to be different. But at the same time, you know, I think it's important to remember that, yes, even though they're both mRNA vaccines, the dosing and the dosing regimen is not exactly the same.
Now, I know a lot of parents are anxiously waiting to be able to get this vaccination for their young kids, but only about 1/3 of parents of children aged 5 to 11 have vaccinated their children at this point. What's your advice to parents who are hesitating?
Right. So I think, you know, the thing is parents have been wanting to ensure that these vaccines are safe and that there aren't going to be long-term consequences from vaccination. And I think, you know, people have been uncomfortable with the idea of these mRNA vaccinations being, you know, kind of quote-unquote new things. Now, it's important to remember our body, we have tons of mRNA generally just to, you know, have natural processes in our body. And mRNA, even from these vaccines, doesn't last very long in the body. And so it's not like it's going to fundamentally change our bodies in any way. And so, you know, the other thing to keep in mind now is that we have millions and millions of doses of these vaccines being given in pediatric age groups. And we haven't seen additional safety signals apart from those which were reported with the initial data submissions to the FDA. So, you know, if you're waiting for safety data, I think these are some of the most widely administered medications across the globe at this point. We have just an overwhelming amount of safety data. You know, there's no reason to suspect based on the scientific, you know, kind of technology in there that there would be long-term effects. And again, you know, even though the Moderna data that was published today didn't necessarily have enough information about disease severity, like preventing severe illness and hospitalization, we do know that vaccines are still the safest and most effective way to prevent severe illness and hospitalization.
Dr. Michael Chang, pediatric infectious disease expert at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.